Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Our text today is Psalm 16 from God's Word to Bible. Protect me, O God, for I have taken shelter in you. I say to the Lord, you are the sovereign master, my only source of well-being. As for God's chosen people who are in the land and the leading officials I admired so much, their troubles multiply. They desire after other gods. I will not pour out drink offerings of blood to their gods, nor will I make vows in the name of their gods. Lord, you give me stability and prosperity. You make my future secure. It is as if I have been given fertile fields or received a beautiful tract of land. I will praise the Lord who guides me. Yes, during the night I reflect and learn. I constantly trust in the Lord. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be upended. So my heart rejoices and I am happy. My life is safe. You will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful follower to see the pit. You lead me in the path of life. I experience absolute joy in your presence. You always give me sheer delight. In the New Testament, when Jesus conducted his final Bible classes with his followers, he gave them some instruction. We are told in Luke's Gospel in chapter 24 that beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. Remember, it was those two disciples on the road to Emmaus who were bemoaning the fact that things hadn't turned out as they thought they should. They thought Jesus was the Messiah. He was the one who was going to save Israel. And things went so terribly wrong, and he died. Jesus came up and walked along with them on the road to Emmaus and conversed with them. After he had talked a little bit, he started with Moses, then the prophets, including the Psalms, and he interpreted for them the things found in the Old Testament concerning himself. Later on in Luke 24, verse 44, he said, all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And then in verse 45, that's important too, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. It's interesting that these disciples had lived in the personal space of the one who fulfilled those scriptures, and he still needed to open their minds so they would understand them. They had seen it, they had lived it, as it all took place, and they still needed help with their understanding, divine help, to get it. It is important to remember this scene in New Testament history took place before the disciples had been fully equipped by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was active to some extent, active at least in their regeneration, but not yet as far as equipping them for ministry, giving them the level of understanding they needed to be effective witnesses. Jesus told them, go back to Jerusalem and wait until I send the Holy Spirit, and he will equip you for further ministry. The Holy Spirit's ministry includes an essential teaching component believers today still experience. Given this description of Jesus' teaching between the time of his resurrection and his ascension, we should expect to find examples of what the apostles learned displayed in their writing and ministry. In reading through the historical accounts and acts of their sermons and their ministry, we ought to find examples of them taking Old Testament passages and interpreting them in light of Jesus' life and ministry, the same in their writings. In fact, we do find them, beginning with Peter's first public sermon. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.